Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200. All right, community, welcome aboard another edition of Sports Overnight America. Across the country, iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio around the globe on the American Forces Radio Network. Marty Terrell along the way, a Tuesday into a Wednesday as we rock along in the world of sports, and a crazy, frenetic week started yesterday. We're going to roll through a week with March Madness going to start gaining some steam. We're going to see some conference tournaments, you know, the little ones, you know, relatively little. Ohio Valley, Missouri Valley, we'll get into that. You know, and you always know we got Duke and North Carolina traditionally Saturday night, and then we roll into the first of the boatload of automatic bids in the NCAA tournament. That's where we start amid talk. They want to at least throw out the idea of expanding to 76 teams. My God. I mean, 68 is too much. It really and truly is. I mean, my God. I mean, 76 teams, what are we talking about here? I mean, it's like you watch professional, you know, NBA basketball, and everybody makes the playoffs for the most part. I mean, you know, I mean, there's some bad teams. Don't get me wrong. I mean, Detroit, not going to be in any playoffs. There's some really god-awful teams in the NBA. But, man, where they're going with this NCAA tournament, at least the talk, I think it's going to get dismissed out of hand. You know, really, put a premium, would you please? I mean, the bracketology, the bubble teams, it really lets you know that the tournament's coming. I think that therein lies a little bit of an excitement, really, you know. But you have 76 teams. My God, let's calm down there. Lots to get to. TV numbers back on Caitlin Clark and Fox. We'll delve into that. We'll do a little tube talk. Shohei Ohtani tonight. I don't know how they're going to put that game. You know, are they going to do a live look-in on a spring training league game, really a Cactus League game between the Angels and Dodgers? Are we getting cuckoo here or what? Celtics and Cavaliers tonight. The Celtics go for their 12th straight. You know, Milwaukee will keep an eye on them in the Eastern Conference. We've seen that. And then what was Steve Kerr thinking on Sunday? Now, if Gary Washburn, the beat writer for the Celtics, an NBA columnist, and one of the best, I think, NBA beat writers and columnists in the country, if he's got his information straight, this is crazy. So we're going to visit Steve Kerr's interesting strategy Sunday at the Boston Garden. We look forward to that as well. College basketball tonight. Listen, I pick on them all the time. Kansas, we got a battle tonight in the Sunflower State, KU and K-State. That'll be 9 East on ESPN. We're coming back. We'll get it going. Don't go away.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer Jaren.
I'm the singer and guitarist in a band, and I use my Cricket phone for everything. It's basically like another band member.
Don't miss a single beat. Switch today and get a free Samsung Galaxy A14 5G. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer paid for testimonial. Must bring your number to Cricket on up to a $60 a month voice plan, depending on device. Select models only while supplies last. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
Hey, Joe Montana here. Back in my football days, I knew the importance of a strong defense. Now I'm sharing how you can help defend your health against pneumococcal pneumonia, a bacterial lung disease that can be life-threatening. If you're 65 or older, or 19 or older with certain chronic conditions like diabetes or asthma, you're at increased risk. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about vaccination and learn more at knowpneumonia.com. That's knowpneumonia.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
All right, rolling along here, a Tuesday into a Wednesday at Sports Overnight America. Marty Trello along the way. Dominic Jimenez in San Francisco is keeping us on the air, doing a great job as always. We appreciate that. As we are presented by Innovative Wellness Center, we'll tell you about that coming up here a little bit later on because, again, introductory offer, get in there, and I'm going to talk about the shockwave therapy, which is working, and it's great for arthritis. It's great for your weekend warriors, you athletes, your student athletes. You heard the local wrestler. Here in the Midwest, in Iowa in particular, so we'll get into that. NBA, Celtics, Cavaliers. Now, this is a start of a five-game road trip for the Celtics. You want to talk about a team that's just catching every single break. First of all, Steve Kerr's coaching on Sunday was just a head-scratcher. Nationally televised game Sunday afternoon, and his strategy was to allow Jaylen Brown to go uncontested beyond the arc. So where Nick Nurse previously on Friday night had the three-point arc totally helter-skelter, fire drill fashion, harassed the Celtics at the three-point line, and an undermanned Philadelphia team, sans Joel Embiid, took the Celtics to the wire. Kerr, on the other hand, came back Sunday and instructed his team, do not guard Jaylen Brown, uncontested from three. What? What was he thinking there? And Brown got off to a prolific start. As you know, the Celtics won the game by 52 points. But for the life of me, what was he thinking? What was he thinking? Now, I want to put some context on this Celtics team. We've seen this before, folks. And the Brown-Tatum referendum is out there for anyone to vote. I'm not sold. You know, there's talk about Blake Griffin. It's been chronicled pretty well here in the East Coast, you know, in the Celtic Nation, if you will. They need another player. They absolutely need another player. Are they going to go out and get Blake Griffin? I mean, Horford's giving them great minutes, but I still think there's something missing, and I don't know what it is. They're going to put up a 62 to 65. You know, 62 to 65 victories is where they're trending right now. And you want to talk about catching a break. They catch Cleveland tonight with no Donovan Mitchell. Denver's a little dinged up, but they're getting healthy. Then the sojourn takes them two almost certain wins, Portland and Utah, and then a stop in Phoenix with no Devin Booker. So you got to put all this stuff in context, these hot streaks by this team. I don't know. And I think the problem is that I've heard, you know, former Celtics, ESPN commentators, guys that I respect like Kendrick Perkins say, Yeah, this is the real deal. This is going to be the year. I'm not so sure, folks. I really am. And I'm a huge fan, but I just think Milwaukee, if they hit it at the right, you know, peak at the right time. I mean, Doc Rivers, that's kind of a head scratcher. You know, you could say, well, he coached there. He coached there a long time ago. I think that's irrelevant. And I'm not so sure Doc Rivers is the answer, but we'll see. But when you've got the Greek and you've got that much talent in Milwaukee, they're dangerous. They are a very, very dangerous team. But they've been inconsistent. And then Philadelphia, if you look at Joel Embiid, I mean, they're hoping to get him back, and then he's going to have a lot. I think I read the last 2 weeks of the season or the last 12 or, yeah, about 2 weeks, they've got 8 games crammed into their schedule, roughly, somewhere between 7-8 games. So that would be a good tune-up for the playoffs. It's not what they're going to do now. Philadelphia just wants to get in. They get into the play-in. It doesn't matter. Just get the postseason. As I alluded to in the open, you know, I mean, it's not that difficult to make the playoffs in the NBA. So, you know, the Celtics, look, I want to believe, you know, they're going to hoist banner number 18 to the rafters of the Boston Garden. It would be great. I wouldn't bet my life on it, I'll tell you that. I really wouldn't. It's going to be interesting. And the Western Conference, I can name – I mean, look at the Lakers right now. I don't want to get crazy here. And this comes from a guy who just – the Lakers, the whole thing, just the nights off, the Anthony Davis injuries, the LeBron talk. But, you know, listen, if a team like that peaks at the right time, all you're going to do is get hot for, you know, basically, well, a month. You got to be, you know, you got to get into the postseason. Then you need a month or 6 weeks of really good basketball and win series. But the Celtics will just sell you on the idea. Look, we're going to have the home field throughout, home court throughout. So you're not beating us on this. You're not going to beat us in a series in this, you know, with a home court. So we'll see. We will see. All right, I want to get to Caitlin Clark and the TV numbers. I think I saw it today. Highest rated women's game, and this shouldn't surprise anybody, in a quarter century plus. They did 4.5 million. That's a that's an astonishing number. That is an astonishing number. And the thing now is with her clearly declaring that she is going to the WNBA, the question will become, can she carry her fandom, her stardom, her cachet to the league, if you will, the league, and make it relevant? And the answer for me is no, because you're comparing apples and oranges. The collegiate game is different. It's 30 some odd games, and granted, they don't play that much. I don't even know the number of games they play in the WNBA. But it's a summer league, first of all, for the most part. It does get decent TV. I had, you know, listeners saying, well, you know, you can't watch it. I'm part of a group of guys on Tuesday morning saying I never watch it. You don't know where to find it. That's not necessarily true. You don't have to really look far. If you really want to see a WNBA game, you can find it. Caitlin Clark, if you want to follow her as a pro, you can follow her. But my point is there's something about the folderol, the college game has the crowds, it has the band, it's got the pageantry of college basketball. She's going to play in arenas in the WNBA that are going to be half full. And then granted, New York draws well, some of these teams draw extremely well, but it's not going to have, for the lack of a better characterization, the pageantry and the sense of urgency that college basketball has and conference play. And rankings and things like that. So I think it's going to be interesting. Taurasi couldn't do it. I mean, she did and she didn't. Lobo didn't do it. Della Don didn't do it. Sue Bird didn't do it. Candace Parker, yeah, a little bit. I just think it's a big difference, and I think it's a lot to ask. Do I think it's going to be an initial uptick for the WNBA with Caitlin Clark? I do. Will it sustain? I'm not so sure. I'm really not so sure. I'd like to see it. I will. I mean, will I watch? Yes. I think there'll be a huge curiosity factor to see what she does transitioning to playing professional basketball. And she's also doing it in the Heartland. Now, Indiana's a basketball hotbed. We all know about Hoosiers. We know all about the basketball passion in the Hoosier State. I'll give you that. But the Pacers have not much of a national cachet unless they have a transcendent player, which they don't. I mean, they did kind of with Reggie Miller for a while. And it had some very nice Indiana teams. And some battles with the Knicks were entertaining, a good television. But we're going back to the mid-90s. So I think it's going to be really interesting to watch. And I think for a short period of time, she will take her cachet, her following, her stardom, her fandom with her. Will it sustain is the question. That's the question. And you know what? I got to throw this plug in, and I'm going to sound very Iowa-centric. But there is another player from small-town Iowa, man, that is really, really not getting her play. And we've had her on this show, and her name is Audie Crooks, like the car, A-U-D-I, Crooks, C-R-O-O-K-S. First team, all Big 12 freshmen. In fact, there's two of them at Iowa State, and they're not getting a sniff because of the aforementioned CC, Caitlin Clark. But let me tell you something. Audie Crooks, 18.4 points per ball game. She played at small town Iowa. A lot of people didn't think she could transition to Big 12 basketball. She has, and it's a great story. All right, we'll come back on the other side. Kevin Millar, we're looking forward to that golf event coming up in April. A little bit later on in the program, we will look at what we're talking about in the world of sports. A busy night, Kansas and K-State. Sunflower State Showdown tonight in the Big 12. Can Kansas get on track? We're coming back on Sports Overnight. Keep it here.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
All right, welcome back. Talking the world of sports. Sports Overnight America across the country on iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the globe on the American Forces Radio Network. This next guest, this is a great get. It really is. The third annual Invited Celebrity Classic will be televised PGA Champions Tour. 78 PGA Tour champions. That's coming up in April 19th through the 21st. First at Las Colinas Country Club in Irving, Texas. Golf Channel will have it. They put together a really nice list. Baseball-wise, Pujols, Smoltz, football-wise, Adam Thielen, Urlacher, Romo, Robbie Gould, who I wish kicked last year. In fact, the Niners could have used him in the Super Bowl, and they would have won it because he wouldn't have missed the extra point. Baseball guys, Maddux, Pud Rodriguez, and Kevin Millar. And I love being a New Englander. You get to talk to this guy. It's house money. It really is. Kevin Millar, my name is Marty Terrell. Thanks for popping on. How are you, Kevin?
Marty, how you doing, brother? How you doing?
I'm doing good. You know, I want to start with your broadcasting, and then I'll get to the golf thing. You know, you and Romo must drink out of the same cup of water because he was great at predicting plays. I was watching on Nesson when you predicted Duval's home run. How the heck did you know he was going to hit that three knocker right there and then? And then we'll get down to the business at hand. I've been dying to ask you this. Go ahead. Let's hear it.
It was, Marty, it was lucky, but I'll tell you, it was funny. I'm watching Christian Javier pitch, and he's not having command with his fastball. And he throws a ton of fastballs, probably the most of the starter last year. And I'm sitting here looking at Dave O'Brien, but I had this weird feeling because Duval's a great fastball hitter. I felt that he was on a great pace to have a great season, then got injured, was coming back. So I'm a fan of him. I always thought, like, this kid's, like, underrated. You know, he's kind of a gold glove, but no one really talks about it. He hits you 25 home runs, drives in 80 to 90 to 100. And I'm like, he's getting ready to get hot. He's going deep. And I looked at OB, and I just kind of said, he's going deep right here. The next pitch. Do you know how many times, Marty, we walk up to the plate and we look at our buddies in our dugout and go, hey, dude, I'm going deep. We never go deep. And then when we go deep, after 400 times saying we are going deep, we're like, dude, I told you I was going deep. This was legit. I looked up. It didn't make sense. Duval, top of the thing, and homers in Houston. And I was like, what just happened? It was great. The next day I pulled him in the cages, you know, and he actually hit a couple more, you know, day here and day there. So he got hot, but it was just one of those feelings, and he was the guy that made it all happen.
Oh, we loved it. And you know, like I said, displaced New Englander, Nesson, I watch a ton. By the way, you're a great analyst. You, Merlone, I mean, you got, you know, you had Eck, you had Remdog. You've had some analysts up there in Boston, and you have, quite frankly, and I'm not just blowing sunshine your way, Kevin, you've done a great job in carrying the torch in that very – and you know that is a rabid, rabid baseball town. We'll get back to that. Let's promote this event. We're coming too. We're coming to the Metroplex. This is a beautiful venue at Las Colinas. Tell us about it. Again, a half million charity. This is a great fundraiser. Let's give you some time to talk about it, why you're involved, and let's hear. Go ahead.
It's a remarkable deal. A buddy of mine, Mike Flasky, started these back in the day. You know, start over a napkin. How do you make some celebrity events? And also charity and give some money to children's hospitals and all kinds of different charities. And I think over $500,000 has been diverted out there. But the golf being around, we do one with the LPGA in January. This is the one with the senior tours players. And it is remarkable to sit down and watch these guys. We play from the same tee boxes. Obviously, the athletes are out of our elements. So we're nervous wrecks. I mean, we've got sweaty palms. And let me tell you right now, Marty, the difference of a 3-foot putt saving for bogey when you and I are on the golf course is way different than obviously in these events, because I'm giving you that putt and you're like, yeah, pick it up, that's good. And then you got to make these putts, ball in the hole. It's the respect to these players to know that they do this on a daily basis, because we've all had a round of our life. But then we go to bed and we wake up and we're not the same guy. We're balls are OB, and then you can't chip, you can't putt. They do everything great every single day. And yes, they're pros, but it's the one sport you can't master. That's what makes you keep coming back. It's like the day you drive, the day you make putts, or you don't chip well, your irons are off. Yeah. So it is so fun. It's like our Masters, all the smack talking. I mean, Brian Urlacher, you become great friends with all these guys that you never had a chance to play with. You were fans of them. And if they're baseball fans, you'll get a Red Sox story, but we truly have a great time, and it's for a great cause on, obviously, charities and learning and pitching the seizure tour's brain when it gets windy. Like, how do you hit the ball so straight when we got 25-mile-hour gusts coming into your face left to right? But remarkable time, and they do such a great job, but I'm excited.
Kevin Millar is with us. I got to do the Boston thing. You grinded out one of the greatest walks in MLB history. Current Dodgers manager Dave Roberts ran for you. We know what happened. He stole off Mariano. We know what happened, 2004. I get goosebumps, Kevin, talking to you about this. I really do. I left the Patriots-Seattle game that Sunday. I couldn't sit still at Foxborough. I drove out to Western Massachusetts. I got home in time for you guys to just absolutely torch the Yankees in Game 7. It wasn't even close. But you guys were down 3-0. It was over. And it's you, I'm pretty darn sure, who said, guys, it ain't over. Kind of like Belushi in Animal House, you know? They had failing grades, but Belushi talked them into somehow fighting back against Faber College. But, my God, down 0-3, and you said the words, cowboy up. Quickly give us the genesis of that. We know what happened. Let's hear the story, and then we'll come back and promote the golf and send you on your way. Let's hear. Cowboy up.
It was remarkable. We were down 3-0. It was a terrible feeling. They beat us badly in Game 3. It might have been 16-7 or whatever it was. I remember the next morning going into the Game 4. I was using the restroom back in the day when we read the newspaper using the restroom. Now everybody's on their phones. And Dan Shaughnessy with the Boston Globe had a quote in there, and it called us a pack of frauds. And for some reason, that rubbed me the wrong way. I mean, there's the difference if the Yankees are better than us, if he wants to write an article like we can't compete against this team, because that lineup and that Yankee team was awesome. And I'm like, frauds? That's a big word. So the next, you know, we walk in the locker room, and I always say, maybe without that comment, maybe we don't win. I get to the locker room, I'm irritated. I'm telling the boys they called us frauds. And usually when you're down and guys are sad, and all of a sudden you kind of have this little edge. Well, Dan comes walking in, Sean sees the locker room, about 3 o'clock, media comes in, and I looked right over, you know, on his hair. He had this perm. So I just dropped the, your hair sucks, Dan. And obviously it was uncomfortable. That was my job at that moment because I'm thinking, you're not allowed to write fraud. So then, you know, of course, looking over there, is Trot Nixon a fraud? Is Pedro Martinez a fraud? And then Poppy's up there on his locker and he's looking over. He's like, yeah, bro, whatever Millar said. And then we started this little edge. Well, all of this is going on. Well, then we go take batting practice. And then Dan comes and talks to me. Why are you so hard on me? And I said, Dan, don't let us win tonight. Bottom line, I don't know what the matchup. We have Derek Lowe. I don't know. I mean, the Yankees have been hot. Don't let us win tonight. If we do, we have Pedro Game 5. We have Shelly in Game 6. And anything could happen in Game 7. And that was the legitimate truth. And we sat there and grinded Game 4. 12 innings. I walked. Dave Robert Steele second. Billy Miller gets the base up the middle. Big Poppy homers in the 12th. We come back in Game 5. Poppy gets a big knock in the 12th. Two games in basically 24 hours, and then we went in Game 6, the bloody sock, and then Game 7, it was off to the races. But it was truly one of the greatest comebacks, if not the greatest comeback in history, because of that group that we had to beat, the Yankees team, that lineup, everything. And we just found a way to scrap and claw and not give up, but that was legitimately how it all went down.
Yeah, we all had to suffer through the previous year when Aaron Boone hit the home run and we walked out of Yankee Stadium, myself included, into the darkness of New York. So much despair. Kevin, man, I love you. Let's promote this golf thing one more time. And you always will. And that's why I'm glad you're in the Nesson booth. You are forever, ever etched in Boston baseball history, which isn't too bad. Let's talk about the golf and send you on your way. So grateful. April 19th to the 21st. Let's get after it down in Dallas. Tell us.
Let's go. Las Colinas, come out there. Tickets are free. Come support the whole situation, the smack talking. There's gambling going on behind the scenes. Erlacher and I, we're like neck and neck. He has whipped me up. I've whooped him up. It is so fun, though. But there's some good golf now. Like, you go watch guys like Tony Romo and John Smoltz that can really move the golf ball, like tour players. Marty Fish, Mark Mulder. There's some big boys down there. So I just kind of hold onto my hat and roll, but we're excited to do it. And, you know, we all start training, and that's a good way to get out of the house.
How many games are you going to be in the Nesson booth? Can you give us a handful or an estimate? How many are you going to do this year, do you think, Kev?
Probably around 20, maybe just a tick under. But we got the Rangers series on the road, the Astros series on the road. I'll come up to Boston a few times. The opening week, we have the 20-year reunion coming April 8th, I believe, is Tuesday or 9th. We'll do the 20-year anniversary, and then I'll do the Orioles and Sox games that week. But I'm looking forward to it. I tell you what, I love it. It's different than intentional talk. You get up there and you learn. It's not as easy as that Dave O'Brien, these guys make it, but I have a lot of fun doing it.
Give me 30 seconds on Tim Wakefield. What a devastating loss. Tell me.
Absolutely a wonderful man. It doesn't make sense what this family's been dealt, the hand, you know, their son Trevor, who's 19 or 20, and then you got Brianna is 18. She's a senior in high school, loses her mother a couple weeks ago, and obviously Tim Wakefield was one of my favorite teammates. I know we always say this, death is weird, but truly a great man, and was awesome in these events with fans and people, and a huge charity guy behind the scenes with he and his wife, Stacy. But just a tragedy and gone way too soon. But just keep your prayers up high for the kids, Trevor and Bree, because they're definitely battling. And I told Bree, she came down here for New Year's, and I told her, I go, you got 10 fathers now. You got Derek Lowe and Jason Veritek. It's been unbelievable. And so I want her to understand that we're all here for her. And let's keep our hands high for the kiddos.
Kevin, thank you. You're a beloved figure. We love you, man. Thanks. We'll see you in Dallas, hopefully coming up in April. Thank you, pal.
Appreciate you, Marty.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
All right, I want to welcome once again Real Talk WYOH Youngstown, Ohio. Thank you, Carl Bloom, operations manager, all the folks there in Youngstown. I think Youngstown, I think of the Penguins, I think of Ron Jaworski, and I mentioned yesterday the Stoops family, Bobby, Mike, Mark, their legendary father, who actually died on the sidelines of a high school football game in Youngstown. Very traumatic for the Stoops family. A legendary coach there in Youngstown. So anybody in that Youngstown market, feel free to hit me up on social media, Facebook. You can hit the text line at 515-418-4423. We had a nice response on Saturday night. Really glad to be on in Youngstown. Great town, and I consider him a friend, John Robick. He was on Coach Calipari's staff at UMass, and then, you know, Bruiser Flint. He got a job. Well, he took the UMass job when Coach Cal went to the New Jersey Nets. Bruiser kind of kept the house in order somewhat. John Robick and the rest of the assistants all fled for greener pastures. And Robick got his first chance to coach as a head coach at the D1 level. And he had some Ohio roots at Denison, Ohio. And Robick, it wasn't a great run at Youngstown, but a head coaching job, but really a great assistant coach, a outstanding recruiter. And he had been with Coach Cal too at Memphis and Kentucky after his sojourn in Youngstown. So, and then the Robick family, John and Heidi, lost their daughter. And I want to say it was cancer, but it was just a very tragic situation. And John has since stepped away from coaching. One of the true good guys that I've encountered in my years in college basketball, John Robick, R-O-B-I-C. And he was really a right-hand man to Coach Cal at pretty much every stop along the way. Did not venture to the NBA with Coach Cal, but did ultimately rejoin him in Memphis, where they got to the national title game, got beat by Kansas. And then, of course, Kentucky in 2012, they won the national championship. And Coach Cal might have a team this year. I don't know. It might be a stretch. But he's got Milt Wagner's kid. He's got another Wagner kid. He had a Wagner kid at Memphis. And Coach Cal's got a pretty decent team. But, you know, again, much like the pros, you want to be peaking this time of year. This is where you want your college teams. And that brings me to Kansas. I mean, folks, this game tonight, I can't figure Kansas out. I got to see him in person this year. I've watched a boatload of their games. Saw him get knocked out second round in Des Moines last year. Of course, Self had the cardiac incident, had the heart issue. He did not coach, and there was something missing there. But the team this year has just been so dysfunctional. You know, they got the big Hunter Dickinson, the big seven-footer at Michigan. He's put up really decent numbers this year. He really has. He's a big cog in the middle, if you will, clogs up the middle. McCullough, I don't know, probably a first-round pick. I like him, but he's got some holes in his games, or holes in his game, rather. His numbers have been off. He hasn't been healthy, but he's averaging 19 a game. Then you're getting 18.5 or 18.3 out of Dickinson. K.J. Adams, a nice player, but inconsistent. This Kansas team is weird. And then Johnny Furphy, the Australian kid, just a skosh under 10. And then DeJuan Harris, Jackson, and Timberlake kind of round out, for the most part, the minutes. But this Kansas team is weird. I mean, they were ranked, what, last week, 6th, 7th in the country, had a rough week, got slapped around, lost their last home game against BYU. Saw a 19-game home court winning streak at Allen Fieldhouse come to an end. They're gonna put them in Omaha. This is what they're gonna do. They're gonna put Iowa State over in Omaha at the CHI Health Center. They're gonna put Kansas there in all probability, different pods. And what I'm seeing is, and Kansas is always gonna get the benefit because of the legacy and the tradition. They'll funnel them through Dallas if they advance out of Omaha, and they're going to ship Iowa State to that West region as a 2 seed, and they're going to end up out in L.A. at Crypto, home of the Lakers and the Clippers. So it's just weird. This committee year after year, I think this is going to be one of the storylines a week from Sunday on Selection Sunday. I've got it circled. I'm waiting. I'm just going to sit there with notepad in hand, and I know exactly what I'm going to hear. Kansas is going to be a three seed somehow, some way. Now, we still got the Big 12 tournament. You know, we still got to get through Kansas City next week. So we got to slow down a little bit on this. But I just feel it coming. It's almost like an annual rite of spring. What are they going to do with Kansas? And they always get the luck of the legacy. They tell you, they look you square in the eye, and they tell you it has nothing to do with a program's history. Well, it's garbage, because you have to come to terms with the idea they're selling tickets, they want TV numbers, and that's always going to be a factor. So brace yourself. It's coming. Unless the bottom falls out, and it could tonight. If Kansas loses tonight, then the old adage, all bets are off, because then they're just not going to have that much to hang their hat on. But if they win tonight, and I don't have their schedule in front of me, I don't know, let me just, it doesn't matter. They'll finish up, and then it's going to come down to Kansas City. And we know what that's like. Kansas usually finds their way, bare minimum, to the semis, and in all probability, in all likelihood, many years, it's just you fill out your bracket in the Big 12 tournament, put Kansas in there on Saturday night, right? I don't think it's going to happen this year. In fact, I'll just say this. I think the Big 12 tournament and some of these conference tournaments, and I'll say the same thing about the Big 10, there's some teams. Baylor last night, that Baylor-Texas game last night told you all you need to know. Texas cannot put 40 minutes together. And Baylor got off to a weird start, but once they found themselves, look out. That Baylor team, Scott Drew, they're hitting a stride. Don't forget, they've had defections. You want to talk about the transfer portal? They had Cryer, the kid at Houston, who's going nuts. They had LJ Cryer, a great player. You put him on that Baylor team, that's national championship caliber ball club. And I'm still thinking Baylor's probably going to be kind of the girl with the curl, kind of the hot team hitting Kansas City in the Sprint Center next weekend. I think they're just hitting their stride. And the other team I think you got to pay attention to is, and a real barometer, is how much does T.J. Otzelberger have Iowa State playing with a sense of urgency? Because right now they're looking at clippings and they're looking at brackets and they're saying, hey, we're a two-seed in Omaha. They can't take their foot off the accelerator. And they have a huge game tomorrow night. And I'm telling you, this is one I'd go see in a heartbeat, because BYU, Coach Pope has just got a very dangerous team. He's got a guard that can shoot threes. He's got a big guy at the top of the key who directs traffic and passes with the best of them. That BYU team showed you all you needed to know about them last week down in Lawrence, Kansas. They are dangerous. I'm telling you, folks, the Big 12 is the best conference in America. And people think you're crazy when you say that. Whoa, what about, you know, the ACC? Yeah, what about the ACC? Look at the style of play. The thing in the Big 12 is they pound you. They beat you up. Houston, extremely physical, and then guard play, which is so huge this time of year. And they've got Shedd and Cryer and when they're on. And then the Roberts kid from St. Thomas in the Virgin Islands, got soft hands, got a nice left-hand maneuver down on the low block. They block, they rebound. Kelvin Sampson's done a hell of a job. And I have a lot of people telling me, man, you keep knocking Houston. The thing that I struggle with when I watch the Houston Cougars is they can be on fire, and the next game they can't throw it in the ocean. They are such a weird team. And I swear to God, most of it looks like they expend so much energy defending and rebounding, they look gassed when they transition into the front court and go on offense. They don't look like they have sea legs. They look like they just walked off a ship and, you know, they got the wobbly, rubbery legs. They just don't look like they have it together. I don't know. That's a very good team. And a lot of people think, look, they're gonna find their way to the Final Four. But don't forget, turn back the calendar. Look what we saw last year. We saw absolute craziness. Again, I say it like a broken record. A Final Four, UConn, Miami, Florida, San Diego State, and Florida Atlantic. I mean, you just can't make this stuff up. And who's going to show up in Glendale? I think, again, I said it, I think the national championship, and again, this is only early March, but I think it's in the top six right now. I think Arizona and Tommy Lloyd, you're going to take a look at them. They have a very good play. They got the Australian kid who's very, very good. They shoot threes. They're big. They're physical. We just don't see them enough because they're in the Pac-12. We don't pay attention enough to those teams. And San Diego State proved it last year. Again, another West Coast team we didn't pay attention to. And they play quality basketball. And so I have tried. I can't get the Pac-12 Network, try as I might, but I've been trying to keep an eye on it. So we'll see. Arizona looks really, really solid. And then you come to the Big Ten, and you go to Purdue, and you say the same thing. When Edney and that team gets together, they're not beating them. Edney can sit there and catch and turn and shoot in the low block and sit there and just absolutely shred you on the inside. No one's got an answer. And yet when they go down low and then they kick out and those guards don't hit it, Purdue's beatable. We've seen it. And then you just look around. Michigan State, head scratcher. I mean, one of the hottest teams, ironically, in the Big Ten right now, Ohio State, could very well go up to Minneapolis at the Target Center and put together a nice run. And yet, fired the coach. Holtman's gone. Diebler's in there. He's coaching for his life. And the team response. You know, there's more to that Ohio State firing, too, by the way. There was more to it than that. They said the record. It didn't add up. That was an in-season firing. There was much more to that, and I think it's going to come out eventually. Not a big deal, but the Buckeyes look good right now. They really do. You look up and down that conference. And Wisconsin's another one. And Indiana this weekend, I mean, you watch that Indiana game and you said the first half, they just got awful. And what does Indiana do in the second half? They go completely crazy. Not only do they win going away. So I don't know. These conference tournaments, look, a lot of people don't like them. A lot of people think the coaches, in many cases, if they've got a good seed, they would rather go into the NCAA fresh. But then you've got this confluence of teams that want to come into the tournament, the big dance, fresh. They know they got their seed. They feel like they're, if they're a five, they might be able to get to a four. If they're a seven, they want to stay out of that 8-9 game. So they play a little. There's all sorts of little dynamics, but there's a confluence of teams that want to be rested and fresh. And then there's teams like Iowa, Michigan State, and you got bubble teams in the Big East in New York. I mean, St. John's, they finish up with dog meat. They got DePaul. They're going to win big. I think they then finish up with Georgetown. Rick Pitino and St. John's, they hit Madison Square Garden next Thursday with hitting the ground running, because they're going to need to win for sure one to get to 20 wins, and very likely two. Three would cement it. And I think St. John's is going to get in anyways. And I will say this, Pitino's got a very interesting team, but I'll say it again like I said about every other team. Show me which team shows up. I've never seen so many Jekyll and Hyde teams in my life. It's crazy. All right, we're coming back. We've got a full menu of sports tonight. I want to tell you about Innovative Wellness, innovativewellness.center, neuropathy, weekend warriors, injuries. They do a phenomenal job. Get there. Christy Steiger, I go to her husband, Andrew. He has done wonders with shockwave therapy. Innovative Wellness, .center, Clive, Iowa. I'm Marty Terrell. We're coming back on Sports Overnight. Keep it here.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924 Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
All right, talking the world of sports back here on Sports Byline. Yeah, Celtics, Cavaliers tonight. NBA should be pretty good. No Donovan Mitchell, however, for the Cavaliers. So that, and I think that's a TNT game. And away we go there. The college hoops, I told you, Kansas, K-State, Big 12 battle in the Sunflower State. We'll keep an eye on that situation, and away we go. Shohei Ohtani, Dodgers, Angels. I looked it up. I don't see any TV. I really don't, so I don't know. I don't know if that's something that I jump on ESPN+. Plus. I want to see it. I really do. Not just because it's against his former team, the Angels, but it's like I could actually learn to watch Dodger games in and around the guy, in and around Ohtani's at-bats. I'm serious. The Dodgers are going to be a murderer's row. They are going to absolutely – they're going to score 1,000 runs, first of all. 162 games, they will score 1,000 runs. Home run total, I'll have to do a little more show prep and a little homework on that. They're going to score 1,000 runs. Ohtani's not going to pitch this year. How many at-bats? You know, they're going to rest him probably, what? Out of 162, he's probably going to play 148 to 150. You know, he'd probably sit probably, what, 14 games during the year? That seems like a lot, maybe a little less than that. So what kind of numbers is he going to put up? I mean, he's hitting 714, but he's only played in three spring training games. But I'll tell you, he is going to be the face of the league this year, even though it's Los Angeles and it's West Coast. Say what you want. Guy got married. No one knew about it. Dodger organization didn't know about it. Great signing. They're going to be the face of baseball this year. We'll see on the other coast. We'll see what happens. We still got some highfalutin free agents out there that haven't signed yet. Snell and Montgomery, most notably. So we shall see. All right. Great job. Dom alerted me. He's off for the next 2 days. Bailey Peck, Daniel Ogden will be in his stead. We look forward to it. Enjoy your Tuesday into a Wednesday in the overnight across the country and around the globe on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Adios.